This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Travelers had to put up with delays and long check-in lines at airports across the country this morning. There were computer issues with the system that provides check-in services for several airlines, American, JetBlue, and Alaska Airlines. The problems have been resolved, but there were still reports of long lines at some airports this morning. Dr. Anthony Fauci says you may have to get a COVID booster shot this fall, but not necessarily. Scientists are still tracking data on the virus and the possible variants. Meanwhile, we're finding out more about who's getting the shot and who's not. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
Experts find the highest vaccination rates are in the Northeast. 64% of Vermont residents are fully vaccinated. The lowest rates are in the South. Mississippi is at the bottom with a 32% rate. Researchers say political and religious beliefs, along with education and income, are key factors. About 160 million Americans, or 48%, have received at least one dose of a COVID vaccine.
Israel's warning that any future rocket attacks will be met with a new level of force. A ceasefire is in effect between Israel and Hamas, but there was some trouble this morning between Palestinian protesters and Israeli police following Friday prayers at a holy site in Jerusalem. Our Joseph Krause reports from Jerusalem reports that Palestinians have been in the streets celebrating a ceasefire they see as a win.
They're celebrating this as a victory against a much more powerful enemy in Israel, even though the war exacted a huge toll on ordinary people in Gaza. More than 200 people were killed in the war, the vast majority of them Palestinians. But for many Palestinians, this was Hamas standing up to a much more powerful force that was guilty of what they saw as abuses in Jerusalem and elsewhere in the occupied territories.
This is AP News. CNN is reporting that the Justice Department under President Trump seized a reporter's records. Here's our Mike Gracia with the latest on this story.
The Justice Department under the Trump administration secretly obtained phone records covering a period between June 1st and June 31st, 2017, of CNN Pentagon correspondent Barbara Starr, according to CNN. The Justice Department confirms the records were formally sought last year. CNN President Jeff Zucker said in a statement, CNN strongly condemns the secret collection of any aspect of a journalist's correspondence, which is clearly protected by the First Amendment. The revelation comes 2 weeks after the Washington Post disclosed that last year, the Justice Department seized phone records belonging to three current and former Post journalists. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Kroger, the country's largest grocery store chain, says customers can stop wearing masks in states where the mandates are no longer in effect. Workers can, too. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.